Concours Agricom 2005. Épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 6. Rich countries pilloried by OECD over international aid. Rich countries have been urged to be more generous with international aid and to take steps to ensure that financial help is spent more effectively. The West's leading economic think tank said last week that the prospects of meeting the UN's targets for alleviating global poverty were hampered by a lack of resources, poor targeting, and duplication of effort. In its annual review of development assistance, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, said that aid should be focused on the most needy nations and that Western donors should be prepared to pool their resources. The study backed the call by the British Chancellor, Gordon Brown, for the West to spend more on aid in an attempt to meet the UN goals for 2015 of halving the number of people living on less than a dollar a day, cutting infant mortality by two-thirds, and putting every child in primary school. The OECD study found that aid flows from the 22 individual countries of the EU, which together provide the bulk of development assistance, rose slightly in 2003. A total of $69 billion was provided, up from $58.3 billion in 2002. But the OECD said inflation and the weakening of the dollar accounted for $7.9 billion of the $10.7 billion increase. The OECD's country-by-country breakdown found that despite a 14% increase in aid in 2003, Britain's financial assistance amounted to 0.34% of the economy, less than half the UN target of 0.7% of national income. Only five countries, Denmark, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Norway and Sweden, met the 0.7% target in 2003, though the OECD said four other countries, Ireland, Belgium, Finland and France, had set firm dates to reach the UN benchmark. The US provides almost a quarter of the total aid given by rich countries, but set against the size of the world's biggest economy, this accounts for 0.15% of national income. Poor countries were benefiting from a reallocation of aid away from rapidly growing countries such as China and Malaysia, the report added, but more could still be done. The OECD said it was critical that donors simplify and harmonise their aid efforts. Nicaragua, it noted, had 40 different donors, but in Mozambique, 15 donors had agreed to pool their resources. Attempts by donors to ensure that aid was spent wisely often put an onerous burden on poor countries, the OECD said. Missions, coordination meetings, aid talks take up vast amounts of time in countries where the capacity to handle large inflows of assistance is often weak. None of this is popular with the public in either recipient or donor countries. Fin du texte numéro 6.